This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things happening around the Umpqua Valley. And this time of year is very busy with things out at Wildlife Safari. Rachel Linden and Alyssa Carlos are in. Two of the carnivore keepers. Rachel, I'm going to ask you to begin with, because somebody will always ask, just exactly how do you define a carnivore?
Well, all of our animals, I guess, technically would not be considered carnivores since we do have bears, which are known to be omnivorous. But all of our carnivore animals basically just means that they just want to eat raw red meat all the time.
Okay, there we go. Just, you know, trying to get that down. So, Alyssa, how long have you worked at Safari?
I've been at Safari for about 3 years now. I started off as an intern, actually, and I was an intern for about 7 months and then got hired in the village department. I was there for about 5 months, and then I moved back on over to carnivores and been there for 2 years now.
So what interested you about working at Wildlife Safari?
It was just the internship was what really kind of drew me, because it's a very unique internship. You get to work with cheetahs, lions are my favorite, and tigers, and just the opportunities that you get and all the carnivores. It was what really drew me to Safari.
What is it about the animals that you, why do you like working with animals?
It's just something that I've always wanted to do. I'm more of an animal person than a people person, I think, sometimes. but I just grew up loving animals and just always wanted to work with lions, and I kind of set my mind for that and just did it.
Well, and, you know, animals can have an attitude as well, but they don't send you obnoxious emails.
So. They do not, which is pretty handy.
So let's talk about some of the things that are going on. Rachel, what about some of the, like the turkey trot, some of the events?
Yeah, so we always have a handful of holiday events going on. So we are going to be doing our turkey trot this year. So it is like a 5K loop that goes up the Safari Road through our cheetah area. We do have a cheetah appearance in the beginning. And then we do have Wild Lights, Elephant Elves, Breakfast with Santa. All of those are kind of overlapping days. So Wild Lights is going to be December 13th, 14th, and 15th. Elephant Elves is going to be December 14th and 15th. And Breakfast with Santa is going to be December 14th and 15th as well. And there are several different times that you guys can sign up for that.
So let's talk about Wild Lights. Exactly what is that?
So we decorate the park every single year. So it's cute and festive and fun. And we always do kind of different events. So like one thing that our village department does is they put on a play every year that does have some animals included in it. So it's really fun for kids to watch. I always enjoy watching it every single year. And then we will be doing like spot talks in with our cheetahs and then food and stuff at the Safari Grill. So it's just a really fun thing to do.
So a play that has animals in it, exactly how do you cue the animal to get their line at the right time?
It's more of a just an appearance. They don't have too many lines because, you know, it's kind of hard to keep all of that straight for them. But they do a really great job. We have had we've had some animals visit some guests in the crowd in the past, some goats and stuff. But, of course, it was just a really fun experience for everybody.
So Elephant Elves, what's going on with that?
So for our Elephant Elves, people can come and take photos with the elephants. They also have some, like, coffee and hot cocoa. They have some artwork set up that you guys can purchase as well. And then, of course, there will be keeper chats as well.
And Breakfast with Santa, tell us about that.
So Breakfast with Santa, we do this every single year. So there are times that we will basically, we have a cheetah in the dome. We have people that can line up, come take photos with them. And then we also will be serving food as well. So a super fun thing to come and do with your family to get a photo with the cheetah and then be able to hang out with Santa and eat some food after.
Now, for people to get signed up for these, I mean, because some of these fill up, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm not entirely sure on that. I would assume that we would have much more information on our website, and you're also always welcome to call guest services, and they can definitely get you guys set up with anything like that, and they would have much more information.
So, Alyssa, talk about new benefits for memberships.
Yeah, so actually starting December 1st, we're updating our memberships. So one of the chances or changes of being a member, you'll get 50% off of event tickets. And then on member appreciation days, which you'll have different benefits as well. So you'll have higher discounts in the gift shop and the restaurant as well.
And if you are a member, one of the things about that is you pay a price, but you can come visit all the time.
Yeah, you can come visit all the time. I believe the membership also comes with free train rides, discounted encounters, discounted like event tickets, as Alyssa had mentioned.
So let's talk about some of the animals and what's going on, for instance, with the new cheetah cubs.
Yeah, so one of our cheetah moms gave birth just a couple of months ago, and so her kids are just now coming out. They have been coming outside for the past couple weeks, but they're spending longer periods of time as they get stronger and bigger. So they do spend quite a bit of time outside at this point. They're super cute. They're in the very first yard when you enter the cheetah area on the left-hand side. So Zuri is the mom, and she has two little kids with her. They have not gotten names yet, but hopefully they will soon.
And, of course, Wildlife Safari, I mean, that's one of the really big things you're noted for is your work with cheetahs.
Yeah, so we do a lot of work with cheetahs. That's been a big focus of ours since we opened. And so we are the most successful cheetah breeding facility in the United States, and we're the second most successful cheetah breeding facility in the entire world. So we've had 255 cubs born since we opened. So we not only do breeding through the SSP or the Species Survival Plan, so basically we partner with AZA to make sure that we're maintaining a good level of genetics. So we don't want to run into inbreeding or anything like that. We also do have hand-raised ambassadors if they were rejected by their mom. So those are the animals that we'll pull out to do up-close encounters with people. So people can kind of see them and interact, obviously, in a safe way, a little bit more closely with them versus just kind of driving past and maybe seeing them lay out in their yard. You can kind of see them more up and active. And then we always donate to conservation funds. So we always support Cheetah Conservation Botswana, which pairs up livestock guardian dogs with farmers and ranchers out in Africa. So we definitely do a lot of work with cheetahs.
So Alyssa, did either one of you ever get to go out with the cheetahs?
Yeah, so we do what's called outreaches with our ambassadors that Rachel was talking about. So our two oldest ambassadors, they've actually gone as far as Kansas. I was not there for it. But we go on various outreaches for them. We do our 11 o'clock cheetah photo encounters with them where we do bring out one of our ambassadors. People can actually have them for their birthday party. So we work very closely with the cheetahs in our department.
What do you like best about working with cheetahs?
They're pretty misunderstood animals. They're just getting to work really closely with them, the ambassadors especially. You start to learn their different kind of characteristics. My personal favorite is probably Kayam. He's a goofball, but he's kind of like a grumpy old man sometimes. So I just really enjoy kind of getting to know them and their different personalities.
That's definitely like a big point of contention on our team if you're Team Kai or Team Coombs, because they're our brother-sister ambassador pair. So like everybody on our team is very opinionated about who is our favorite.
But isn't it cool to be able to go out and share these animals with school kids or whatever type of event you're asked to go to?
Yeah, it is always really exciting when we do get guests that are super interested in it. I've done a lot of encounters with thousands of guests at this point, and it's always really, like, memorable when you see anybody, but especially when it's, like, a little kid that sometimes I'm telling them facts about an animal and they already know it. So I'm kind of like, should I just step back and let you talk? Because you seem like you know what you're doing. So it is really exciting seeing people get to experience them up close and personal the way we do and kind of like have an appreciation for them.
All right, we're going to talk more about Wildlife Safari when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 tomorrow. State Representative Virgil Osborne will be in studio just back from Salem on Inside Douglas County. We're talking about Wildlife Safari with Alyssa Carlos and Rachel London this afternoon. We're talking about the cheetahs a moment ago, but you've also got some young bears in hibernation or close to it already. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so we did get 4 new bear cubs in the past year. We have 2 brown bear cubs and 2 black bear cubs. But something that is not as commonly known about them is that they are actually not true hibernators. So they do something different called torpor.
What?
Torpor, T-O-R-P-O-R.
It sounds like a bad rap song.
So it is kind of like a very common misconception. So true hibernators are a lot of like reptiles or small mammals, and they will fully shut their bodies down for all of winter. They will sometimes periodically get up to eat food and go to the bathroom. That is not the case with bears. They go into their den. They don't pass anything, eat or drink anything for several months out of the year. But yes, they are in their torpor right now. So since we do have young cubs, they're still kind of getting the hang of it. And so we are just not doing encounters with them right now to help encourage them to go down fully, because they are young kids. So they do just kind of want to play, and we got to kind of help them out a little bit.
So the hibernation, you would not want to find out the hard way that the animal really wasn't hibernating.
You would not know, but that's the handy thing about it for bears. So moms will actually give birth during their torpor, so it wouldn't be very helpful for her if she was just passed out for 3 to 5 months. She wouldn't be able to defend her cubs. So they're actually awake and conscious for a lot of it. They are asleep at times, but they're easily disturbed. So if anything comes along, she can be up and at them really quick.
So, Alyssa, I understand you've got a new giraffe tamer. Is that right?
Yeah. So we just got a new giraffe squeeze is what we're doing. So we're hoping that we're going to actually be able to do a little bit more medical things with them, such as weighing, doing medical checkups, like being able to like do hoof care and all that. And our ungulate department has been working really patiently with the giraffes. They're still kind of getting a little bit used to it. It is still new to them. And that's something that, you know, you can't just expect an animal to immediately go into. But our 2 males, Kanza and Raza, they've actually shown the most curiosity to it, and they're investigating it. Raza actually just recently went into the chute, and they did get a weight on him, and he is a whopping 1,250 pounds. So we're definitely really excited with that, and hoping that moving forward we're able to kind of get the giraffes a little bit more familiar with that too.
So interacting with an animal that weighs that much and the, you know, just all the aspects of the shape of a giraffe, it's got to be a little tricky.
Yeah, and so that's kind of like the purpose of the squeeze, is so that our keeper staff can more like closely interact with them, but in a really safe way. So like Alyssa was saying, like hoof work is super important for animals like that. Being able to do voluntary blood draws is really important, and they have to do it from the jugular vein on giraffes. So it has to be very, very high up.
Wow, I don't even want to contemplate that one.
Yeah, so again, a lot of training, a lot of like learning on both, you know, our keeper staff and what is going to work for those giraffes, and those giraffes getting familiar with it. But all in all, it's just definitely going to improve their quality of life and our ability to care for them better.
So talk about the personality of giraffes.
Well, I don't know that they have a whole lot, but maybe I'm wrong because I'm not a giraffe keeper. But I would imagine that they do tend to kind of have their own personalities, especially since what I've heard, Kanza and Raza tend to be more confident as far as going into this squeeze. But I do know that they can be very challenging at times. They can be very stubborn animals. So if there's something that they don't want to do, they're definitely not going to do it. And obviously, there's nothing that we would do or want to do to make them do it. So everything has to be voluntary. Everything has to be on their time.
And it seems like giraffes are kind of inquisitive, though.
They are. And we do have one giraffe, Kanza, who has a bad rap for that. So it can become problematic, but he's gotten a little better.
Now, we did a segment years ago outdoors with that I did with Dan Brands that we were taping over by the rhino area, and one of the giraffes kept coming over and getting awfully close, looking over, trying to figure out what we were doing, taping a radio program, and it was a little disconcerting.
Depending on when this was, I would bet that it would be Raza. He is a more recent addition, but I believe that he has been here for a year or two at this point. But yeah, definitely he's the more inquisitive one from what I understand.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about, since we're getting close to the holidays, some of the gift things that you have there available.
Yeah, so if you guys visit the gift shop, you can actually purchase animal artwork. So in our department, and as well as the other departments like Village, they have the capybaras and red pandas that actually know how to paint. For us, our lions, our tigers, and our cheetahs, they all know how to paint. So we do paintings with them, and you're able to actually purchase those in the gift shop. They make great gifts for people, especially around the holidays. Memberships also make great gifts. You can get certificates for people to come in as well, so they can come start their membership. And then we actually do something called animal adoptions. So you get to pick your favorite animal at the park and get an adoption certificate and a fact sheet about them. And then us keepers do quarterly updates on them just to kind of check in with them, send them over to you, let them know, hey, what they're up to and all that kind of stuff. And it's super fun.
So basically, if you get one of those, you're kind of helping pay for the cost of the animal, feeding the animal, or what?
More or less, yeah. So for us personally, our department is donation-based, but that money does go to the park and to all the animals that we do take care of. So yeah, we give them like a little update on, like, I personally have Kaiam. So I always write like a little update on Kai, like he just had his birthday, this is what he's up to. So I think that people really like it, and it comes with a cute little photo too.
Wow, so a lot going on. Now, what's an average day like for both of you?
Busy. there kind of is no average day, to be honest, and that's personally something that I really like working at Safari and in our department specifically, is that, yeah, you kind of have the same things that you need to get to every day, but, you know, animals are different every single day. What we have to get done sometimes can vary certain tasks. So there's a lot of variability, which I like, so it doesn't really become, like, mundane.
Yeah, and we have, like, various encounters throughout the day, too. So even if you're planned for one thing, it can just change in a second. But that's just being able to adapt to the day is something that I agree with Rachel. It's nice to not just have to kind of sit, go, like, a 9-to-5 kind of typical job, have the same routine. You just kind of get to go with the flow.
What about the weather when you get into, like, the rainstorms and all of that? Does that make your work a little harder?
It's definitely not fun because we do work outside.
There's a lot of falling.
Yeah, I've slipped a lot, so I go through new boots every year because I lose traction quite often. It's not the most graceful. but, you know, even though it's pouring rain, since we do work a very physical job, we're still pretty hot, too, so we're still shedding our jackets and, yeah.
Well, pretty interesting work. One of the other things we wanted to hit on, especially this time of year, is rental options. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we just redid an area that was previously an old kitchen. And so we made it into a cub house, and it's in our Safari Village. And so that is an area where that can be like a private area for birthday parties now. So there's like a stove in there. There's a fridge where you can keep drinks. And it's right across from the flamingo area. So you can see the flamingos while you're hanging out in there. But it would just be a pretty cool experience if you're having a birthday party. You have a nice private area. You can see animals, and you have accessibility to all of those things.
And also, you've got the big facility there, the Cheryl Ford Center, a lot of different holiday events there.
Yeah, we definitely host a lot of different holiday events for various companies. And so we'll do, or businesses in the area. So we'll bring a cheetah and do a little talk. So it definitely gets booked up quite a bit in the holiday season.
Any idea how many people work at Wildlife Safari?
Oh, boy. I don't know exactly, but honestly, staff-wise, compared to a lot of other zoos, it's relatively small, which is kind of nice because everybody knows everybody, even in, like, non-animal departments, maintenance, that kind of thing. So it's just, it's helpful because I feel like everybody's a lot more in touch with each other, and so there's nothing really that you can't just go directly speak to someone about.
I feel like probably around, like, 100 or something.
Yeah, probably, like, 100.
Wow, a lot going on at Wildlife Safari. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.